Happy trails to you.
Humboldt County, we're figuring out how to work with the NCRA and how to work with the Rail with Trail guidelines. The city of Ukiah has been also engaged in those conversations and making a lot of progress. So we've had Ben on to talk about the Phase 1 trail that has had, well, we'll hear about it. It has had a lot of use in Ukiah. And recently, the city was awarded some funds for a next phase. So I thought it'd be great to have some updates from Ben on trail progress in Ukiah.
Yes. Thanks, Emily. Thanks, Cliff. So our Phase 1 project has been completed a couple years ago, which is 3/4 miles of trail adjacent to the downtown area. We had received funding also through the Active Transportation Program for the Phase 2 project, which extends at another Clara Avenue, which is the north end of the Phase 1 project, up to the north city limit line at Brush Street.
Great. So how much use have you seen on the existing portion of the trail so far?
Well, we've had a lot of use. It's been really great. There's been community groups that meet with walking groups. There's been community events. So it feels like the momentum is really beginning to build as far as the use of the trail. And the community's been very supportive of our plans to extend the trail. With this north extension, this urban greening grant, we've been able to get a lot of community support. We've partnered with North Coast Opportunities and the Fort Street Project to incorporate a workforce training program, a lot of volunteer efforts and expertise from other organizations. There's been donations from Release for Trees, also native plantings, a couple of pocket parks. There's a healing garden incorporated with this. So it's been a real collaborative effort on this north extension, and it's pretty exciting to see the level of community involvement and volunteer support that we've been getting.
So Ben, what type of trail is this? Is this a Class 1 multi-use trail?
This is a Class 1, Caltrans Class 1 trails. So it's paved and it's for bikes and pedestrians. It'll have trail lights and improved crosswalks at the streets.
So how large of a trail is it at this point?
Well, currently it's 3/4 of a mile. We'll be adding another 3/4 of a mile for the south extension. And then with this newly funded phase, another 3/10. So it'll be just about 1.8 miles total at this point.
And when it is complete, about how big?
Well, that's what we have funded at this time. We would like to extend it even further south, probably adding another mile to the south to the south city limit line as well.
And, go ahead.
I was just going to ask of how has this trail been used for kind of commuting? And, you know, it really seems like the trail is a great parallel route to a lot of the really busy streets through Ukiah. So I could see how a lot of people could use it to get to work. I mean, there's a hospital located right near the trail. Just kind of wondering for kind of its use for commuting.
Yeah, there are a lot of people using the trail for all kinds of purposes. The main hospital in the valley is right next to the trail, as you mentioned. There's a new courthouse project that's going in adjacent to the trail next to the Yucaya Depot. We've recently constructed a senior housing project, and also there's been improvements for an outdoor education center at the Grace Hudson Museum, which is also adjacent to the trail. So I think as each of these extensions gets completed, it just connects more and more of the city together and makes it that much easier to get around on bicycle.
So what kind of community support has there been for this? Has it been pretty strong?
Oh, absolutely. As I said before, we have a lot of organizations that are behind the trail. California Native Plant Society has been very active in plantings, native plantings along the trail. There's funding to install a rainwater collection tank demonstration project, which will be a portable structure that will collect rainwater and water the plants in that area, so that after those plants can get established, the structure can be moved to another location. So this is another example of a project that's built with volunteer help and also some grant funds.
Right. So when do you expect that kind of you'll be heading into construction for both the Phase 2 and Phase 3?
The Phase 2, it's possible we could start construction as early as next year, although that might slip back to 2019. For this Phase 3 project, we'll be designing it next year and then going to construction in 2019.
Great. So it's very exciting that our region here in Northern California has had a lot of trail progress, and we'll talk in a second about Arcata's opening, since we haven't had a Happy Trails since we've had the kind of grand opening for the first portion of the Humboldt Bay Trail. But it's exciting that even more people are going to have access to kind of safe places to walk and bike, and places for kids to learn how to ride, and just more ways to be active.
Yeah, absolutely. And Ben, was one of the motivations for this trail safety, public safety?
Yeah, definitely. The main north-south route is State Street through the city of Ukiah, and it's probably the most concentrated area of bike and pedestrian traffic accidents. So this will provide a safe parallel route that connects other bike lanes and pedestrian facilities throughout downtown and throughout Ukiah.
Well, it is wonderful to see, and as Emily mentioned, there is kind of an explosion of trail activity here in Northern California. Eureka, the city of Eureka has been going gangbusters for the Eureka Waterfront Trail, which is due to be complete end of this year or beginning of next year. And as Emily was mentioning, the first portion of the Bay Trail just had its grand opening. Did you want to talk about that?
Sure. Since we had the Thanksgiving week off from Happy Trails, it'd be great to kind of talk about the ceremony. It was on Sunday, November 19th, and somehow the clouds parted and we had a glorious no rain event. And the city of Arcata hosted a grand opening down at in the marsh, for where the trail goes from Small yep. Boulevard through the marsh and then down towards the Bayside Cutoff, so kind of a third of the way around the bay. And I'd say a couple hundred people came out, not only for the ribbon cutting, but also for a run, walk, and skate that followed the opening. And there was also a reception for the founding donors of the Humboldt Bay Trail Fund, the people that have helped to support this growing community fund to support maintenance in the long term for all portions of trails around Humboldt Bay. And so there was a lot of excitement. It was such a cool day to see people of all ages, multiple generations together, rolling and walking down the trail. And it was a very exciting culmination, really, of I think one of the first reports that was published about, hey, let's work on a trail around Humboldt Bay and what are some of the kind of feasibility issues around doing so. That was produced 20 years ago. And so it was exciting to kind of have an opening of this new phase where we're nearly getting connected for trails around the bay.
Absolutely. And I planned on being at that, but I was recovering from the flu, so I wasn't able to make it. But I was able to come out a few days later and experience it and give it a try, a nice test drive. Me and my younger son went out on this new portion of the Bay Trail and gave it a little test drive, and it is really wonderful. And it was being heavily used then as well. A lot of people are out and about using this thing, even though at this point, as you said, it just goes to just shy of Bray Cut Center, so it's at this point kind of a trail to nowhere. But a lot of people still go out and back on the thing a lot, just for the heck of it. It's wonderful.
Yeah, and it really gives you a perspective that we really haven't had before, being that close to the bay while traveling, getting to see a lot more things even in the marsh, just from a different perspective.
Yep.
And a lot of people are using it for commuting, so even though it doesn't go all the way to Eureka yet, a lot of people use it for commuting going south and then transition onto the highway shoulder.
It really does
help with that portion of the commute. And we'll have a lot more updates on the county's portion that they're working on with design and right now from the end of Arcadis Trail to Eureka. And the county hopes to or plans to finalize an environmental document in the new year, so in January or February. So we'll likely have updates on the progress in the new year.
And that's what's being called the Final Four, right?
Yes, the Final Four, to connect us from where Arcadia Trail leaves off and to the Eureka Waterfront Trail.
That's fantastic. Well, the design phase, that is absolutely important. Any clues, any inkling as to when it goes from that phase to completion? Any hints about that?
There was some discussion. Hank Seaman from the county gave a brief update on that Sunday, and it looks like they're going to apply for construction funding this next spring. And if that would be successful, I mean, it's a big ask. It's, you know, maybe upwards of $10 million to complete that final 4 miles with a lot of complexities. But if some grant proposals would be successful this spring and summer, then construction would likely be at 2020 at the earliest.
Well, something to look forward to.
That would be really being, you know, super positive.
Okay.
So the good thing is there's opportunities to seek construction funds, and we've made, you know, this much progress so far.
And 2020 is really only 3 years away. That sounds to me like the distant future, but it's really 3 years.
Yeah.
That's not that far.
Yeah, we've been waiting a long time, and now there's some great momentum.
That's right. And, of course, by then the Eureka Waterfront Trail will be complete, and once the Bay Trail is done, it will link, you know, all the way through Eureka, you know, from the furthest south end of Eureka all the way into Arcata with this thing. Truly remarkable.
Yes. Really remarkable, yes.
Yeah, that is.
But again, I really want to say thank you to Ben for being on the show today to help give updates about what's going on in Ukiah.
Thank you. I appreciate having the opportunity to share our progress down here.
Absolutely. It's wonderful to see progress happening all over Northern California. It does my heart good to see that. Indeed.
Well, good luck, Ben, on the next phases of design and getting towards the construction of Phase 2 here soon. thanks again for being on Happy Trails. And, you know, we'll probably have you on again in a year and a half, and there'll be even more exciting progress to talk about.
Okay. Thank you, Emily.
All righty.
Thank you, Cliff.
You bet. You bet.
And, bye now.
Uh-huh. And Emily, thank you so much for pulling all this together. Really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for especially doing it while on the road.
Yeah, absolutely. And this conversation on Happy Trails, you will find podcast a little bit later on once I get out of here and get this uploaded. You'll find that in a couple of places, iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.